Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to The Season Keepers, the show where the only two people we recommend keeping for the season is us. My name is Matt, aka Clean Sheet Wipeout.
My name's James, aka SK James, FPL.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty happy. Yeah.
Decent one in Sky this week.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's okay. Mixed bag for both teams.
Yeah, I've seen you've pulled away again from me. It's not been a great week for me in Sky, which we'll come on to, but yeah. Honestly, as bad as it sounds, my drive and my interest for Sky has kind of dwindled because I knew for weeks and weeks now that my season's fucked, and I'm just very much looking forward to starting again next season. But as always, you know, we'll keep the content coming. And just before we start, just apologies to everybody that has kind of missed out on the Sky content that we've been producing over the last couple of weeks. I've had a bit of a nightmare technical wise with my computer. And it just wouldn't let us record, but hopefully all's fixed now, and we can get it out to you. So, James, as always, we'll run it game by game, tier by tier, get onto our teams, and have a little bit of discussion at the end. But first things first, Newcastle 0, Liverpool 1.
Yeah, obviously, the benefit of this game, you could switch your captaincy from Mo Salah, who was benched. Bit of a disappointing one, I guess, in some ways. Van Dijk didn't hit tiers, obviously did get a clean sheet. Trent missing out entirely for those that are on Trent. Dubravka owners, unexpected maybe tier 2, save tier, 9 saves. I feel like you should get more points for that. That is filthy. And Bruno Guimarães getting a tackle tier in as well. Bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I think the big surprise that I saw a lot of people see punt on the Van Dijk captaincy. And he was 3 passes away from any form of passing tier. So yeah, restricted to a 7-pointer there.
Yeah, I myself went for Van Dijk in one of my teams. And yeah, it was crazy.
Mm. Moving on then to the Villa game. And obviously a few people I think have probably made moves back to Villa players, given the upcoming doubles, and if not, you know, are probably looking towards them if you've got the transfers in hand. And it was Aston Villa 2, Norwich 0.
Yeah, clean sheet for Villa. Much expected. I've actually got Matty Cash in my stronger team, and the plan was to move him on after this game. But however, I feel like with the games they've got sort of to come, they kind of have, I think, 5 versus the standard 4.
Yeah,
I may keep him.
Yeah, I think you should.
Even with one of those games being Liverpool, I still think I might keep him because you never know, he might get an assist, he might get a clean sheet. At the very least, he's obviously playing the game. So, yeah, I think with transfers at a premium, I think I'm going to be keeping him.
Yeah, that's wise.
Yeah, great result for Villa. John McGinn, 6 tackles. I doubt anyone has John McGinn, but...
Doubt it. A player that a lot of people do have, though, is Ramsey. And obviously, hasn't really been pulling up trees lately. He's very much a placeholder for most people, I think, given his price. It's allowed them to go big at the back, for instance, or elsewhere. But yeah, hasn't really picked up any tiers recently and got himself booked this time around for a 1-pointer.
Yeah, he's gone off the boil a bit because he did actually look quite dangerous going forward earlier in the season. That's why people thought, oh, he's a brilliant pick at that price and he's actually looking dangerous, but seems to have dried up a bit, which is a bit of a shame. But at that price, still does provide good value.
Agreed, yeah. Moving on to the next one then, in a game that I was unfortunately in attendance. Typically, Saints throw it away in the last minute. It was Southampton 1, Crystal Palace 2.
Classic Saints, really. A bit disappointing. Gallagher is... I've had enough of Sam... it's not Sam Gallagher. What's his name?
Connor.
Connor Gallagher. Had enough of Connor Gallagher. Consistency of twos. And obviously his next game is Watford. So he's probably going to punish me for taking him out. But... Yeah, I lost my rag after this game. I'm like, right, that's it.
Are you actually taking him out before Watford?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I did it to have coverage for the Brentford Man United game.
Okay. All right. Whereas I will come on to it, stupidly chose to not go for coverage not out of choice, but out of the fact I was on a dog walk and missed the deadline. And
You weren't going to go for Ronaldo, were you?
No.
Oh, because that would have hurt.
Yeah, the only way I could go, I was tempted by Bruno, but yeah, I couldn't go Ronaldo because I think I've got three up top, but I never really thought about it. And the only other thing that put me off United is the fact that they don't play in standard game week 37 at all. They've got a blank, so it would basically be moving on to then come straight off. The other option would have been Brentford, and obviously we'll come on to them, but thankfully I didn't go there. So it is what it is. I got hurt by Ronaldo. If I had, say, I had four, yeah, if I had four transfers in hand, I probably would have done the hokey cokey, Salah to Ronaldo, back to Salah, or even to Kane. But I've got three, and I just thought that was too risky because I've got two planned moves and then one potential injury, just to see. But yeah, they're more punty moves than anything. Zaha, I own, so it was frustrating, obviously, as a Sky manager to see him bench. But yeah, even though, I was absolutely fuming at the time that he scored the winner, when I got home, I looked at my squad and I was like, yeah, fine, you can have his fucking points.
Yeah, silver lining, I guess.
Yeah, if there is one. Jumping onto a game where I think most people have probably only got Nick Pope out of any of these assets on the table. And it didn't really go their way. It was Watford 1, Burnley 2.
Yeah, I'd question why you had anyone other than Nick Pope out of both of these teams, to be honest.
Agreed.
Yeah, great result for Burnley. Collins getting tackle tier and an assist for Charlie Taylor. So, sort of unexpected returns, really. Jack Cork, obviously, the goal is alongside Brownhill. But yeah, I don't think it's too much more to add on that one, actually.
Yeah, obviously the only other one, Weghorst, pretty ineffective in this game. Got taken off after 60 minutes, and I think Barnes came on. I think, yeah, he could still make a difference in the next few, but it just goes to show that even is it Michael Jackson that's the
It is
manager?
Michael Jackson,
Yeah,
yeah.
it just goes to show that, he's willing to make those decisions quite early on in the game. If he knows things weren't going their way, they were chasing the points, and fair play, the tactical switches that he made a difference, and they scored two goals in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was a thriller.
Again, jumping onto a game where I very much expect most people have moved off of Wolves assets now, and if you haven't done so already, you probably should. It was Wolves nil, Brighton 3.
Yeah, this one wasn't pretty. Dominant display from Brighton. Yeah, pretty pathetic from Wolves. Saar got saved here, but obviously conceded three goals, so that kind of nullifies that to a degree. And yeah, it's just Wolves team. There's no one I want there. And the start of next season, I don't think I'm going to be putting any Wolves players in my team. Maybe Saar, depending on fixtures.
Yeah,
But
exactly. That's what it's going
yeah,
to
it's
come
just.
down to is fixtures.
They need some new men or new formation or something. They're just so toothless up top.
Yeah.
Like Hwang, Silva's useless.
I don't know what's going on there. It's really weird. Obviously, they've got Jimenez, Neto. They were both on the bench. Both came on. Didn't make much of a difference. They then went on to concede another two in the second half. So, yeah, I think Wolves' season's, yeah, like you said, effectively done. There seems to be some things going on behind the scenes. There's all sorts. I've seen a few rumours from a few sources about some disjoint between the squad, and there's been arguments on the training ground, which there are rumours that's the reason why Jimenez and Johnny were on the bench this weekend. But they're only rumours. I haven't seen anything that can, put substance to those, but it's what people are talking about.
Fair enough.
And then the final game on the Saturday, mate. And this is where the decision was basically, do you captain a Liverpool defender or a City asset? I went for Cancelo, thankfully kept the clean sheet, got booked. That was a pain in the arse. But it was Leeds nil, Man City 4.
Yeah, I still think that paid off. Tier two passing, comfortable. Yeah, definitely paid off. And those that are on a triple up of Laporte, Diaz and Cancelo can be very happy. I expected Leeds to score in this game, but yeah, just didn't work for them. Calvin Phillips came away with seven tackles. Troy came away with six. Lot of tackles. These they're working hard, but yeah, it's another big loss for them, and they're sort of getting dragged into it now.
Yeah, they were putting in a lot of feisty tackles, particularly in the first half before the ref eventually stamped on it. But one of those, Stuart Dallas put in what was a reckless challenge, but he ended up coming away pretty badly from it. And yeah, I think because he fractured his femur or something.
Yeah, he's in hospital. Yeah,
yeah, I've seen that. So he's obviously out for the rest of the season now. And whether he makes a start of next season, who knows? But yeah, it wasn't a great challenge, and he definitely came off worse. As for City assets, obviously they've got the double coming up. If you've got transfers in hand, I think City might become popular for those that are looking to go to them. The likes of Laporte, very, you know, achievable. Foden, I think he's at an affordable price depending on the budget you've got. There's some good options there, and even someone like Rodri. I mean, 58 passes, got himself a goal. I think Rodri could be a decent midfield option. But it depends on whether you're trying to maybe cement your position or if you're chasing. Someone like Rodri might be a good cement job just because you know he's going to probably pick up tiers. Whereas if you're really going for it, someone like Foden, I think, would be a better option.
Yeah, I think, or even Jesus as an explosive captaincy, I think would be quite good.
Yeah,
I'd love to have the transfers to be able to do that.
Tell me about it.
But I don't.
Nah, sadly not. Jumping on then to the Sunday fixtures then, mate, and one in which a lot of people probably would have been hoping for a Chelsea clean sheet, and it didn't come. It was Everton 1, Chelsea 0.
Yeah, I was one of those, so I was pretty disappointed to see them concede. I, in one team, own Rudiger and Silva, and in the other one, just own Rudiger, I think, is how I've sort of got it laid out. And yeah, one of my teams is very Chelsea heavy. I've gone sort of all in Chelsea on it. I've got Rudiger, Silva, Mount and Werner. So,
wow.
Yeah, that team suffered with the Chelsea's performance, to be honest. And that's the thing we do at these times of the season. You can go in on a team and it made sense. Chelsea had good fixtures.
They did,
had a lot of fixtures. And yeah, it's just not come off. And I think this has been the case in seasons gone by as well. So we're sort of getting stung by the same mistakes. We get drawn in by these doubles and these extra fixtures, but sometimes maybe spreading the risk is the way to go.
Agreed. Whereas a player that I'm looking to bring in was the one that got the winning goal, and it was Richarlison.
Yeah, great goal. Obviously, the iconic picture of him picking up a flare and throwing it.
He's a lucky boy, honestly. If he's only going to come away with a warning from the FA about that, which if you read reports today, it sounds like that's all he's going to get. He is so fortunate, because you've seen bans for people throwing things back into the crowd all the time.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he was trying to throw, because obviously he's at home, he knows where he's throwing, and apparently he threw to a corner which should have gone out the stadium, but it bounced back. And yeah, I mean, he, very lucky man, stupid, and I fully expect Everton have had a word with him and said, don't ever fucking do that again.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him do something like that.
he'll bend over and shove it up his arse the next time. You know, very much the...
Easy.
The Euro, yeah, the kind of Euro vibes. He'll start dancing with a flare up his arse. But if they stay up, he'll probably do what he wants.
Definitely putting the explicit tag on this episode.
Right, jumping on to a game which, once again, cost me in Sky, because the only player I've got out of this was Kulusevski, frustratingly, in one of the teams. I don't own either of the two big hitters, and Son and Kane, and I've seen a lot of people on Son, captained him, and fair fucking play, because you got one hell of a return. It was Spurs 3, Leicester 1.
Yeah, a beautiful game for me in terms of one of my teams had a Son captaincy, and it just fired my team up over 100 places, which I was delighted by.
Smashed it.
A lovely last goodbye for Kulusevski for one of my teams as well. I actually kept him in both teams prior to the game. I did contemplate getting rid of him pre-kickoff, moving to a team that also played that same day. However, none of the players just took my fancy. No. And I'm glad that was the case, because obviously he came off the bench and did quite a bit of damage. Yeah, so I'm glad to still have him in one of my teams. Yeah, 7 points. I got the 7 points of both teams, but yeah, one of them I've moved off to a Brentford player, which it probably was a waste of time.
Never mind, eh?
Had, has given me some money. But yeah, very good performance from Spurs. Very happy with Heung-min Son and what a player he is.
Yeah, definitely. And then the final game on the Sunday was obviously a big one for Arsenal following that Spurs result, and they got the win. But two very surprising goal scorers. West Ham 1, Arsenal 2.
Yeah, one of the surprising goal scorers I brought in. So I was delighted. Just celebrated basically when I saw that he scored.
Unbelievable jam.
Yeah, brought in Gabriel for can't remember who it was.
Doesn't even matter.
Connor Cody.
Oh, okay, yeah,
who got minus one, the useless prick. So yeah, Gabriel, much better. Gives me that Arsenal coverage that I don't have.
Nicely done. And then yeah, that final game, obviously last night, one that, as I've said, I missed the deadline for. I had Norgaard in one team and nobody in the other. I guess in hindsight, it probably meant I didn't move to a Brentford player, which I probably would have gone to. But frustrating that I don't own any United. And I've seen Ronaldo's up to 40-odd% now ownership. So yeah, he cost me quite a bit yesterday. And it was United 3, Brentford 0.
Yeah, he stung me. Ronaldo stung me of a good, probably about 30-odd places. It was, yeah. Even with having Norgaard. Not happy with that, how that went. I thought Norgaard would get tackled here because it's against a sort of possession-based team. I thought
taken off early, that's why.
Yeah. He was on 2 when he got taken off, and so he didn't have the chance to get to 4. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. Hopefully he'll pick up some tears in the last few games, but yeah, well done, Ronaldo, captain.
Well, what's this with Ronaldo? Yeah, fair enough. Gets himself the penalty. Yeah, I'll accept the fact that he gets shot here. Since when does Cristiano Ronaldo pick up 69 fucking passes?
That's a great point, actually. Yeah, 1 point off tier 2 for a striker, which is mad. Just mental.
Yeah, absolute bonkers. Yeah,
crazy. Unexpected returns for those owners, but yeah, fair play.
Yeah, huge. And then I think he picked himself up man of the match as well. So yeah, big return. All right then, let's jump on to how we got on this week then, mate, where we're at, what's our thinking, and whether we just want to sack off Sky altogether.
That's how I feel sometimes, but team won, 62 points. This was the 4 Chelsea team. It got hurt by Chelsea's underperformance. The last minute clean sheet wipeout for Spurs didn't help because I brought Eric Dier in. It didn't work for this team. Werner getting taken off early again. Mount being absolutely dog shite since I brought him in. It's a joke. Since I brought him in, he's got like twos and ones. And obviously, out of 25, I want my 25, but it's not happening. So I'm 535th now on that team. That slipped down. I've got 2 transfers left. My other team, 101 points.
Jesus Christ.
Very happy with that. Absolute filth.
You know.
42 of those, thanks to Sonny. 14 for Van Dijk. Cash on 7. Gabriel on 9. Cancelo on 9. Kulusevski on 7. Gallagher and Cody have exited the team. I now just have 1 transfer.
Imagine you used that 1 transfer to go Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, well, I did have 2. I could have used 2 transfers to get Ronaldo, but...
Then you'd be stuck with him, I suppose. But yeah, that 100, yeah. That's crazy. 100 points. It's filth, mate. Absolute filth. Where's that one now?
378. Yeah, not as good as it was, but still doing okay.
Yeah, I'm not catching you. So my better team, team 1, which is sat 797th after the travesty was Son and Ronaldo captainers. That got 60 points this week. And that's the better team. that played with 9 players this week because I've got Trent and Madison in that team. Neither played. I've got 3 transfers left. Now, I could have probably gone Trent to United had I, you know, not missed the deadline. But it would have just meant that I'd have to move off the United asset again and then I'd be down to 1. So I'm going to have a little look at it over the next couple of days, see what kind of move that I'd want to make. But yeah, like I said, I think Richarlison is certainly going to be one of those, I expect. And then my team 2, which I think now has 2 transfers left. That didn't do so well this week. It got 54 points. That's dropped out of the top 1K now. It's now 1,065. I've taken a few punts in that team, which really haven't paid off, unfortunately, but it is what it is, and that's the joys of Sky, isn't it? And hopefully I'll just come back fit and firing for next season. The only other thing that I was a bit annoyed, because I wanted to do it and I just got distracted and couldn't put the time in, was this third team for going for manager of the month. I've saw, you know, there's quite a lot of names in there that you recognize from the Sky community, and I know Sudge was top of it, I think, after the first day, but he's obviously dropped down a little bit from Planet FPL there. But that would have been a bit of fun, something to talk about. But yeah, I just missed it and didn't make the third team.
I can be asked.
No, it's fair enough, mate. Sums up Sky, doesn't it? Sums up Sky. All right, well, hopefully that's at least given everybody a bit of a rundown of the games, where we're at, maybe a couple of players to target. And as always, if you've got any questions, just, you know, slide into our DMs, no problem at all. And I think a lot of our regular listeners are in a very similar group chat to what we're in anyway, and the discussions in there are exceptional. And just a big shout out to, obviously, Dave at Simple Goal. I'm backing him, kind of... Yeah, he's obviously champ man, and was in that group, rightly so. I think he stepped away for a little bit, keep his headspace on solely on his own team. But yeah, good luck, mate. I know you listen, and all the best for the season. I think that's probably a good place to then finish then, James, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Good luck, Dave.
Yeah, right. Well, as always, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for listening, and it is a goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Cheers, guys.